United States. Cricket's T20 World Cup. How's that meets forget about it? Will Americans be bowled over by cricket again?
Baseball is fun, but not as fun as cricket, says Ansh Patel, an 11-year-old from Long Island, next to New York City. He attends Queen's United Cricket Academy, QCA, a training program for the sport. His father, originally from India, is pleased as punch. He is fulfilling my dream. Ansh's friends play American football, soccer and baseball. He is cricket mad. He can't wait for the T20 World Cup, featuring a shorter, action-packed version of the game, which begins on June 1st. It is co-hosted by America and the West Indies. Most Americans don't have a clue what a silly mid-off is, never mind a Yorker. Benjamin Franklin shared the official rules from London in 1754. George Washington's troops supposedly played wickets at Valley Forge during the Revolutionary War. Cricket gained momentum in the 1830s among the fashionable set in big cities. Scores of clubs sprang up, including the Staten Island Cricket Club, which claims to be the oldest continuous club in America. The first international match in any sport was a cricket contest between the United States and Canada in 1844. The sport's first international touring team came in 1859, when an English 11 thrashed an American 22 in front of tens of thousands of fans. After the Civil War, people favoured something they could claim is American, says Tim Lockley, a historian at the University of Warwick. Baseball was purportedly created in Cooperstown in upstate New York, but its roots go back to England. It is very much a little brother to cricket, says Mr. Lockley. I wish I could have him for a fortnight, said Alan Fairfax, an Australian cricketer in 1935 of Babe Ruth, a famous ball player. I could make one of the world's greatest batsmen out of him. The skills still translate. If a child is really good at baseball, 70% of coaching is already done, says George Samuel, who runs QCA, where Ansh plays. So I have to teach just the technical part. Most cricket in America is played by people with ties to places like India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and the Caribbean. Mr. Samuel sees increased interest among American-born children, but we haven't cracked into the mainstream. Some hope the World Cup will give the sport momentum, as happened with soccer after the FIFA World Cup in 1994, hosted by America. Along with a new professional league and the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles, where cricket will be played, they see a chance for cricket to hit a six in America. Yet others see a stickier wicket ahead. Clarence Modest of the Staten Island Cricket Club says the World Cup may further entrench the sport among communities where it is already popular, but it will take three or four generations of youngsters coming through to get a solid growth. Ansh, meanwhile, is supporting India. His dad managed to get tickets for India v Pakistan. How's that?